We got some good vibes that are happening right here in the tri-state today, more specifically Mainville, Ohio. And that's where they had dedication today of a smart home that is halfway built. And we'll tell you what's going on with that in just a second. But it's all due to the generosity and the hard work of Gary Sinise, the actor who, especially since 9/11, has worked tirelessly to help our wounded warriors, our servicemen and women. And that's what the Gary Sinise Foundation is all about. He's got the Lieutenant Dan band that plays sometimes. And joining us from the Gary Sinise Foundation to tell us more about what happened today in Mainville, Pete Franzen. He is the senior project manager for their RISE program. And you guys had a really cool thing go on today for one of our local heroes today in Mainville.
We sure did. It was a great morning out there at the new home construction site. We are about halfway through the building of a one-level, custom, specially adapted smart home that's being built for U.S. Marine Corps Corporal, retired Chad Omer, and his wife and two girls. And we had a large crowd of people. The house was packed. People were spilling out into the garage and out onto the porches, just excited to share with everybody what the Gary Sinise Foundation is doing to serve this family. It's really the result of the American people and the generosity of the American people that allow us to carry forward Gary's mission in being the hands and feet of the American people, in showing gratitude and respect and honor to those who've given so much just to protect the freedoms that we take for granted day after day.
And Chad Omer has given so much. Can you share his story a little bit with us?
Yeah, I can certainly do that. Chad is a local Cincinnati boy. He grew up here. He's got a lot of family still here. And after high school, he was looking for what was his calling, what was next, and he joined the U.S. Marine Corps. And he served two tours of duty in Afghanistan. It was on his second tour of duty with the Marine Corps that he and his team came under attack from some IEDs that had been planted, and they were working to clear Taliban fighters out of an area. Unfortunately, he lost a couple of his service member friends in that explosion. And in the process of trying to rescue one of them, a secondary explosion went off, and that explosion severely wounded Chad and one of his other fellow soldiers as well. Gratefully, he survived that.
Yeah, I see that Chad had over 30 surgeries, and he was trying to wear some prosthetics and things of that nature, and it just wasn't working because the leg pain was too much, eventually having his leg amputated.
Yes, sir. It was a long road for recovery and lots of surgeries. It was a unique time for Chad. His oldest daughter was born while he was in those early days of recovery from his accident. And Chad has continued to move forward without that leg and continues to just thrive in amazing ways despite that loss of limb and numerous other injuries that are a little less obvious.
He jokingly says that he learned to walk at the same time as his daughter. He had to do that all again.
Yes, he did.
Well, the Gary Sinise Foundation does amazing work. And you guys have built Chad and his family a 2,800 square foot, single level, four bedroom, three bathroom, attached garage, smart home that makes it easy for him to get around in. And it's all free of charge for him.
You are correct. As a result of the generosity of the American people, this home is being given to the Omer family, mortgage-free. Everything in the home will be custom-tailored to try to make daily tasks more simple for Chad.
Pete Franzen with the Gary Sinise Foundation. This is amazing work that you guys do. Gary Sinise and everybody there to be commended. 92 houses, smart homes, have been donated by the Gary Sinise Foundation to date. That's just amazing for our wounded warriors.
It sure is, and we're excited. Next week in California, we'll be dedicating the 93rd home that's being completed.
Oh, great.
How about that?
It's just a result of the American people, and we're honored to have this community of Cincinnati rallying with us. We've seen incredible community support, local contractors and local folks all stepping in and doing their part. So thank you, Cincinnati.
And if somebody wants to make a donation right now to the Gary Sinise Foundation, and it's a great one to donate to, how do they do that, Pete?
It's easy. If you go to GarySiniseFoundation.org, there's a donate button that's readily available. The RISE program that builds these homes is one of several programs going on. There's just a lot of really good work, so I encourage you to check it out and just catch the vision for all that is going on.
Thank you so much, Pete.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.